Extra Points is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. It's awesome. New and existing user promotions. That's why it's America's number one sportsbook. Here are a few more reasons. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You get your winnings fast, sometimes delivering as quick as 2 hours. And it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Extra Points so they know I sent you.
Welcome to Extra Points. Now here's your host, Cousin Sal, and his good pals, Dave Damashek and Martin Weiss.
All right, welcome to the Extra Points Podcast. It's part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you. Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy March Madness Day. So much going on. And here to celebrate with me, Spaghetti and Meatballs, who are always fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon is always producing this mess. And joining me as always, my dear pals, Dave Damashek, Martin Weiss. I don't know where we start here. Green beer, green backs. We're gonna make some money. We're gonna get drunk, Martin. What's going on? You're back from Dubai?
I am back from Dubai. But St. Patrick's Day was a college holiday for me. I'm not drinking anything today. I'm just sitting back and I'm enjoying what I consider to be the premier of 48 to 72 hour stretch of sports, of just sports watching. It doesn't really get much better, because while I'll say this, March Madness is a terrible way to determine who's the best college basketball team.
What the hell? Why is this still a thing? It's really dumb. Hey,
I'm not voting thumbs down on Marty Weiss. I'm pointing at him in approval of his opinion. Yes, of course.
It's not right. I mean, you could have these old opinions. Don't you evolve? Didn't we prove this last year?
And then God I went damn it. Through. I was just going to say it's a lot of fun to watch on TV.
Well, I was just going to say it's also as good an indicator as the best team as any other sport. Because just look at the numbers. Check. I don't understand why you want to hang on to this old and tired thing.
You're right. You are right that it ultimately does. And it's satisfying to watch and it's super fun. And I'm not here for any cynicism, because I'm already drunk on green beer, one. There you go. Two, because I know you don't like that opinion. And you're right. It probably is a little outmoded.
We could have opinions. Weird, just, if you look at data, it suggests that the best teams, the top few seeds, are always
But who's the coach crying the other day about, like, this process needs to be more transparent? Why team didn't get in? Yeah, you're the ninth best team in your mediocre conference.
I'm all for that.
That's stupid. That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you. I don't screaming about the 64th seed versus the 65th. It's enough. It's stupid already. And right. Tennessee with the 3 seed and the 2 seed still beat everybody. But Martin, shame on you. That's exactly Marty.
Shame on you to say that.
I'm going back to the Middle East. I'm on here for 30 seconds.
Tell us about Dubai. I want to know. I got much better treatment
over there. Jeez,
St. Patrick's! What a way to ring in St. Patrick's Day with a half Italiano, half Jew, Marty Weiss back from Dubai, Damashek the Jew, who's rooting for all red Indiana Hoosiers on Thursday night. It's the most festive St. Patty's Day ever. Anyway, Marty Weiss, yes, what the hell was going on in Dubai, and what were you doing over there?
My friend of mine, his birthday was last week, and said, we want to go. You want to go to Dubai? I was like, why not? You know, I think the perfect time to take vacation. And I saw you guys had the topic. I didn't listen, but I saw you guys, because the time changed. Plus, I was on vacation. But who takes more, me or Harry? See, I don't trip during, like, from now until end of basketball season. I'm not going anywhere. From start of football season to the end of football season, I'm not going anywhere.
You stick around.
But from February, like, after, from Super Bowl to March Madness, is the premier time in the sports calendar to start traveling. Nobody cares about anything. Even the NBA players don't care. They just started caring last week. Everybody started going for 50. So why should I care if nobody else cares?
What kind of birthday was it? Was it at least a milestone birthday? I mean, but don't tell me this kid is like 26 or something. Is it a big birthday?
It was for his 30th birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, Shaq would probably agree with me, but I feel like when you get to my age, this is how you celebrate friends' birthdays. Like, oh, let's grab a dinner like Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, oh, I can't make either. I'm like, okay, I'll see you next year. That's how you celebrate birthdays.
We do, because none of my friends I'll say not, I have friends that live in Los Angeles, but not many of my best friends. We all are spread far across the country. So now what we'll do every so often, we'll get together every, once a quarter or once every half a year. Right. And just instead of going back home, well, we all go somewhere cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could go back to...
I'm with you. I'm not getting on your case for taking a vacation like Harry does during the Super Bowl. I want to know about Dubai. Is there I spoke to you and you said it was like Vegas in the Middle East. Could you gamble there and stuff?
So that's the biggest difference is that there's no gambling. Ugh. But outside of that, or at least I did gamble. I had mm-hmm. It's wild because I bet on the Nets and the Sixers game and I won that bet. And I bet on the Pistons and the Celtics. Those are my two bets. I watched the first half of both of these games at 4:30 in the morning, starting at 4:30 in the morning, and I fell asleep on them. I've been jet lagged. I woke up like 10 minutes ago to start this podcast. I was supposed to wake up about 4.5 hours ago. This didn't happen because it's exactly 12-hour time change.
But you bet over your phone.
I just wish they had scheduled the trip to Moscow. Instead of Dubai. You didn't get close enough to the action, Marty Weiss and hindsight.
Yeah, really. There's no gambling there. Well, actually, there's a lot of gambling.
That's set.
The real gambling.
It was two places where you just don't want to break the rules, though, either way.
Did Deshaun Watson get traded to Dubai? I'm waiting to hear the news already. What the hell is going on with it? I know it's basketball time.
Well, let me just set up. Yeah, I want to get right into the already, Watson stuff. But we do have Cinderella school students coming on in a few minutes. One from Richmond, one from South Dakota State, one from Longwood, one from Akron. We're going to give them $250 for every game their school advances in the tournament, which tips off in about 20 minutes. We went a little early because we don't want to miss the action. And Martin, big Michigan fan, I think you have the first game, right? At 9:20?
I mean, I don't understand why I'm not considered the fifth student from a Cinderella school here, seeing as Michigan, the 11th seed. Nobody believes in us. Nope, we're going to shock the world.
You did have 14 losses. People said you should have maybe been in that play-in game, but I think they wanted to keep Juwan Howard out of an extra handshake line.
14 losses playing for the title. What the hell? This is why it's dumb.
They'll be gone. I get what you're saying, but the cream rises to the top here. I talked to Jay Billis about it. He's fun. He's an up-and-comer. Listen to him on Against All Odds yesterday's episode. But anyway, we're going to talk March Madness. We got these kids coming on. You're right, Check. Big news this morning, and maybe by the time this post, we'll know Deshaun Watson's whereabouts. You already said it's not going to be Cleveland, which means he ends up in the NFC almost certainly, right?
Unless there's a mystery team, which we keep hearing there is. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we shouldn't be surprised anymore. We continue to swoon. The guys who control the conversation to a weird degree from our level are these breaking news guys. And mm-hmm. I don't think we observe nearly enough how often they just completely miss what's about to happen. Like, oh, Tom Brady came back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No one predicted that. Zero people foresaw that happening. It's funny how often that happens. Anyhow, so we're hanging on the edge of our seat with the assumption that it's one of those NFC South teams.
Hold on, Dave. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I got to raise my hand and say I was wrong. I landed in Istanbul on my connector flight, and I saw Tom Brady unretired from the NFL. I was wrong, Dave. You were right.
But I didn't get the specific location correct.
Didn't get to San Francisco. Yeah, I was wrong, too, about that. I thought he would sit out a year.
And how terrible is having kids? I have no idea. I have no kids, so I don't know. But 40 days, I figured, how bad is it, guys? Damn.
No, it's pretty bad. I don't know if I'd want to crush my skull and play football as a trade-off. But no, I think, Sheck, the answer is just no getting in these guys' heads. Like, I don't know when the Brady decision was made. Was it after Russell Wilson was traded? Like, went to Denver. Obviously, for good luck trying to figure out Aaron Rodgers. But this Watson thing is weird to me because, and I get it, every owner is evil and we root player, player, player across the board. But I don't understand why the narrative is that he has to make a decision. I get that he has the no trade clause. So if it comes down to four teams that are outside the no trade clause, why are we still reading like it's his option here? Like Watson, oh man, he's got a lot of pressure on him. So he doesn't want to make the wrong decision, which it feels like that's all he does is make wrong decisions. But isn't it the team? I mean, what doesn't the team in a trade have to, why can't they say, hey, screw you? I don't care if you want to go to Cleveland. We're getting 4-1s as an offer from Atlanta. You're going to Atlanta because that's one of the teams that stipulated in the contract that you would go to. I don't feel like that's the case here.
Well, the no trade is the big issue as far as that goes. But I'm with you, first of all, a couple things. What the ship sailed you know, over a year ago with Deshaun staying with the Texans. But at this point, why? If you're the Texans, I would really be PO'd. Like, do you know what damaged goods you are? Well, guess what? We're not trading you. You can sit out the year. We'll let you run out this contract if you want. We're not trading you.
We already had to sit you a year. Screw That's you. What they, we're calling the shots.
Right. They absolutely can control it. I know, cut your nose to spite your face if you're the Texans, but on some level, you really could do that. And there are other teams that would play hardball and just say, fine, sit the season out. I that's the weird part. From what, like, what the hell for this guy, for with all the baggage now that exists with him, that he wouldn't just go like, you guys hung with me, I appreciate it, let's build something long term now, like we intended to do 18 months ago. But beyond that, it goes back to, and Tom Brady said that, I don't think this is that big a leap, because Tom Brady said he came back when LeBron texted him. And that played some factor. Maybe he's being cute, but on some level, I'm sure that got in his head. I do think it goes back to LeBron, Bosch, and Wade realizing, like, we don't have to do what the teams want us to do. We're in control. We're the one with the unique skill set. We can determine our destiny.
I never thought football was there yet.
And then Peyton Manning, and then Tom Brady, and that, like, now NFL QBs realize, like, we're the ones with the goods. You can only control us so much, and I'm for it. Except now, once it gets to weirdo Aaron Rodgers and bizarre behavior Deshaun Watson, it's like these guys get to pick that. It doesn't seem.
Yeah, but they didn't
right.
get to pick it. It didn't happen in football. Even though Brady came back, he still had to go to Tampa Bay. As much as a punchline Bruce Arians was, he still kind of had to stay with Tampa Bay because they didn't let his rights go. He can't. Not, I don't think football's there where you could kind of James Harden it. But the Watson thing is, well, it's been weird from the start, right, Martin?
Well, yeah, because as about this, like Sal said, the only real instance that we've seen is Russell Wilson getting traded from Seattle to Denver, and it seems as if Seattle was a mutual parting of the ways. Anytime you see a major quarterback moving on, it's in part because the organization that was already there didn't want him anymore. As even in New England, like Bill Belichick, it seemed pretty. He was ready to move on from Tom, and Tom was ready to get out of there. Just in the way, you know, we've chronicled that divorce over a million times. Right. But with Deshaun Watson, though, the thing that gets me, I don't understand why he has the power. Just in the idea that, like, if Deshaun Watson had thrown 15 interceptions last year, we wouldn't be looking at him in the same way. Like, just since he's been drafted, Lamar Jackson won a unanimous MVP, and we're wondering if Baltimore even still wants to extend him, right? Yeah. Like that's a conversation that I think is a ridiculous conversation, yet it's one that's being had in places that, you know, like people like us are talking about it.
Yeah, and as far as morals go, the worst thing he did was take a shit in the middle of a game, right? I mean, you can't even compare. He probably didn't do that either.
Yeah. He's pooped himself in some big spots elsewhere along
that's
the way.
That's it. But can't trust this guy. Like, bowel movement.
I know you're joking, but like, but even still, the point. He had the video where he's like flipping off the front of a jet ski, and then he has the video where he's driving down and the Florida Turnpike is going like 120 in a Phantom or whatever he's doing and whatever car he was doing, and all of these are brought up as reasons why we shouldn't extend him. Well, it's like. I think Deshaun Watson's got two more playoff wins in his career than Lamar Jackson does.
Well, so let me ask you guys this, and this will probably be dated by the time this podcast posts, but Watson's odds, go to FanDuel.com/extra points. Watson's odds to be the MVP are 25-1. Which team, if you're holding on to that ticket and then you hear that he lands on a team, which one are you most psyched about? Like, which one do you think? And let's do it within reason. He's not going to Buffalo. He's not going to Dallas. He's not going to Tampa. So what are our options here? New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina.
That's it. Yeah, New Orleans is the correct answer.
New Orleans. You'd be most psyched if he gets to New Orleans and you're holding on to 25.
If I've made a bet that Deshaun Watson's going to be the MVP this upcoming season, then New Orleans is the place he could do it. I like Carolina for him. I know Matt Rhule has to be desperate. That's what we've talked about that a lot. But Matt Rhule cannot watch Jameis Winston if that falls through. Maybe they could chase Derek Carr, somebody like that. Matt Rhule cannot afford give me another year with Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett. I'll show in 2023, then we're going to start getting good. It's like, league moves too fast now. He's got to get somebody that's going to win games this season for him.
Well, Dave, Martin, maybe it's an easy answer. Well, Martin, you have a actual rooting interest in here, so you would say New Orleans probably anyway.
Well, I'd say, well, Dave, it's Matt Rhule is in year three of his eight-year right. Jay-Z plan, so he's still got five more down the, just wait for the blueprint. But, like, I just don't want Deshaun Watson. Quite honestly, the NFL moved on just fine in 2020 without him. And if you look at the young quarterbacks in the league, I quite honestly didn't miss them. And, like, if you're sitting back, I don't think it's a crazy hot take to be like, is like when he demanded a trade, was he top five? Absolutely. But you sit back and look at it now, since that moment, there's been so many young, talented quarterbacks that have come into the league that I would be more excited to have on my roster than, Deshaun Watson, who at the very minimum is admitting he's a wild massage. He has a very, very weird massage therapy habit, right? At the very minimum. But, like, I mean, Herbert, Kyler, like, there's all these Josh Allen, like all of these quarterbacks who, and that's even with the four of the last class seeming being duds last year. You think all four of them are going to just suck continually?
No, but you're not getting any of those guys unless you're saying we'll take our chances with the draft. Is that what you're saying?
Saying that Deshaun Watson, he's kind of like the elder statesman of these spread fast running quarterbacks, of guys who, like, you don't mind if they tuck the ball and run. He's the oldest one of them that I can, if you kind of think of when it all came out. And, I would rather have one of the younger guys.
Sal, the bottom line is it's the lamest of things to say, but it also is the truest of all. The straight line remains as straight as can be where pro football is concerned. He's good. That's why everybody's falling all over themselves. The moral stuff, everybody, how could your team have that guy on it until, we can get another problematic guy who would be a difference maker on our team? Right. We'll take him. This is the way. Why is Lamar Jackson regarded a tick down? Because in January, Deshaun Watson had the Kansas City Chiefs on the ropes last time we saw him.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Lamar Jackson, we still have some doubts. Like, can he actually get to a Super Bowl and win it? I think everybody's convinced in football terms. Yeah, that guy in number four for the Houston Texans, that guy can win a Super Bowl if you get him in the right spot.
For better or worse, people have decided Lamar Jackson's ceiling is first round, divisional round, or whatever, and they've not done that with Watson because they feel like he's stuck
Simple
on a bum
as that.
Team, or he did get as far as
and
as
Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Right, and Baker Mayfield hasn't done – I mean, he has, been a little petulant here and there, and he mouths off maybe too much. But really, I'm on the side of the Browns fans and otherwise are like, raw deal for that guy. I mean, he's the first overall pick. Maybe he wasn't as good as Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson in that draft. He hasn't proven to be that. But he does. I mean, he did. We talked about it during the season. He was going out there with a bum shoulder. He was fighting through it and gave it his best. And this is a bad look for the Browns. I love it.
I know
this
you
one's
love
for
it.
Miles, everybody.
And now all of a sudden, and I'm not a big Baker guy. And by the way, Baker is 60-1 to win MVP. Now, which team would he end up before? No. So 60-1 for MVP, 25-1 for Watson. I do feel like, and now it seems like they're stuck with each other, the Cleveland and Baker. But my God, yesterday, what was the news came out? No, we want a grown-up at the position. We're going to let him go. It's like, holy crap.
As they chased Deshaun Watson, we need a grown-up.
Yeah, they want a grown-up. But then it turned out they were done, or he was done with Cleveland. So right now, if Jimmy G goes to Cleveland, I don't know. Anything's a downgrade, I think, at this point versus a healthy Baker, right? If you're not getting Watson. So, but what do you do? What was the alternative? If they did let him go, and again, I'm not a Baker guy, but he could really make a claim even more than Antonio Brown did that, hey, these guys ruined my career. They had me play injured the whole year. I was a viable contender for a big contract. And now nobody wants me. I had to play hurt. Like, I was starting to feel bad for Baker a little, Martin.
No, I don't feel bad for Baker. I mean, shut it down, bro. If you can't go, shut it down. Because the one thing I can't stand is a guy who's going out there. Like, if you're hurt, let me see that you're hurt. But, like, I don't need to hear about how after the fact. If you can't play, then don't play. Right. Or if you can, then go out there and do it. But Baker Mayfield is the most slept on, underrated, nobody believes in me, just number one pick of all time. I just can't. It's just, oh my God, they brought somebody else in to have a meeting. So it was like, I'm going to send this whole big Instagram post basically telling Cleveland how much I appreciate the fans who booed the living shit out of me because I couldn't play. Like, I just don't understand where he comes from and gets off. Like, I get it. You walked on one time when you were 17, 18 years old. But after that, you know what I'm saying? Damn, bro. It's like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I got turned down for jobs too. I don't carry it with me to this one. You know, I don't bring that same spite and anger and use that to be like, well, you know, that's why I'm Baker Mayfield. And
I can't believe that anybody else would. I am like that. Yes. If you turn me down, right. Some people, the carrot, the other, the one size doesn't fit all. The idea that like, hey, iron sharpens iron. Like, not me.
You know what, Dave? You don't have a franchise quarterback mentality. And neither did Mark Sanchez. There you go.
Right. Well, everybody doesn't. Guess what? Aaron Rodgers doesn't like Jordan Love being there. And Brett Favre didn't like Aaron Rodgers. And Joe Montana didn't like Steve Young being there. Right. That's not a franchise quarterback. Like, you're too soft, Dave, kind of thing. A lot of guys don't like when you do that to them. And Baker Mayfield, to your point about bringing in competition and feel, I absolutely feel sorry for him because he was in a terrible spot, and we knew it in advance of these games. It was like, what's he going to do? Is he going to sit on the sideline and in case Keenum wins games? Now he's rendered himself irrelevant by that. He had to go out and play those games. He had to do it.
You know why he rendered himself irrelevant? Because he hadn't proven that he was relevant prior to getting hurt.
Beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh in a playoff game. Then he got hurt. Again, I mean, like, what's Morgan going to do?
It is a similar thing with Watson, right? I mean, skills wise, you can't compare them, but they both took the Chiefs to the limit, right? So then you have to question what their ceiling is. Question it in that. Who knows how high it could go, right? Where you can't write them off just the same. But again, I'm not a Baker guy. It's just, and by the way, Spaghetti is pointing out, that, of course, Watson, the 49ers are still in play. So I think that 25-1 is probably, even though that's the toughest division he would land in. You don't think so? You think the Saints is a better spot than the 49ers?
No, I just think it's crazy. I assume, obviously, if the Niners are in, that means that the Texans could suddenly fall into Trey Lance, which then that becomes super interesting.
Yeah,
that,
sure. It's all fun.
Right. That's interesting and good for the Texans if playing it this way ends up benefiting them. So,
yeah.
That would be, I guess, a happy ending.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Bad turn of phrase.
There's college basketball today, and we have these four students waiting in the, they're in our waiting room here. And hopefully one or a few of them are going to make some extra tuition money. We'll explain it all when we return. All right, NCAA tournament, it tipped like right now, Martin. Like, your Wolverines are playing right now. I know
you know it.
We lost you. You're not going to be paying any attention. By the way, I know you guys hate this bet, but every year, and we're going to get to our final four picks, and we're going to get to our pup of the day. We're going to pick an underdog. But I do have to mention, I bet that there will be no buzzer beaters. This is one of my favorite bets. No buzzer beaters Thursday and Friday. I'm the asshole who bets no pass line at craps table. I know, but it's fun for me. I see a ball up in the air with no time left. I just root for it to hit the front iron, you know? So everybody else roots for it to go in. No buzzer beaters.
You're the anti-Gus Johnson. Yeah, you're the anti-Gus, right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can't celebrate along with Gus. That part sucks. This is the part that's good. We have four Cinderella students joining us right now. We're going to give them each $100 no matter what. Just for logging into Zoom, they get $100. Imagine if that was the going rate for everything else. But in addition to that, $250 per win and $10,000 if their school wins the whole thing. We have Charlie Bug, who's a senior at Richmond. We have Kaylee Brown, who is from South Dakota State. Yes, I think Kaylee's game tips at 9:40 in about 20 minutes. So we'll talk to her. Tyshawn Mitchell goes to Longwood. They play Tennessee. And Lauren Eckersley is a senior at Akron, 13 seed, play UCLA right here, the local team. How you guys doing? Everyone all right?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Thank you for coming on. Charlie, let's start with you because you are in a car. You're headed to the game, right? Your team, your Richmond team plays Iowa.
Yes, sir. We drove about 9 hours yesterday up from Richmond to Rochester. We're on our way to Buffalo as we speak.
Nice. This is good. All right. So you're a real fan. You're a Commanders and an Orioles fan too. So that's a little rough, but you're cheering against Keegan Murray and the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Keegan Murray is a fraud. You heard it here first.
How many of you are there in that car?
Five of us.
Nice.
Look at that. 9 hours smushed together. What a bunch of nerds. What are you guys doing to pregame? You guys having any kind of tailgating action in the car, waiting to get to the parking lot, then open up the trunk, some beers and grill? What's going down?
Yeah, we would never actually consume alcohol in a moving vehicle.
No, that's wrong.
So there's an alumni pregame, actually. We're going to the tap room. We're gonna network our little butts off. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Your dumb red hats.
Wow, they're trying to get these kids in trouble. I also did this. When Michigan went to the Final Four in Atlanta, we all piled in a car, drove down 13 hours. So if he's a lame, I'm a lame too. So
and on St. Patrick's Day, what could be more fun? By the way, there are dumber red hats than that. Check. Come on. Let's.
Anyway. I've seen some of those. Yes. No, I love it. That's why I'm anti-bug today, because his Spiders vanquished the Indiana Hoosiers about like 30-something years ago. You guys are young. You don't understand. These wounds last forever. So I hope you don't suffer any on this day.
The Richmond Spiders in our day, Sheck, was that the same year they beat Syracuse? Was that a 215 also? I think that was. Derek Coleman was on that team, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's right.
This guy, bald guy
named Wood. First 215 ever.
Was that what? That's exactly right. That's what it was. All right, so let's move on now to Kaylee Brown, plays South Dakota State. Yes, you start soon. So by the time, unfortunately, this podcast airs, you could be out. You're a freshman and business economics major.
Yes, sir.
What are you? Are you going to watch the game? You're dying to turn us off and put the game on, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch the game. My parents are working, so sadly I have to watch it by myself. So.
And will you be doing any crocheting? Because that's listed in your hobbies here. I feel like I'm hosting College Jeopardy here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I stopped because I wanted to focus on school. It was over quarantine that I really got into it, but I've been slowly getting back into it.
Very good. Very good. Okay. And we have Tyshawn Mitchell. What's happening, Tyshawn? Now, I'm sorry for the rest of you. I'm rooting for you the hardest because I'm anti-Clay Travis with this Longwood versus Tennessee thing and Tennessee screaming about how they should have had a better seed. But welcome. You're a criminal justice major, much like myself. I didn't do anything with it. But congratulations on this Longwood thing. You play rugby too?
I played all 4 years of high school. I played my freshman year of college, and now I'm playing again my senior year. It's pretty fun. I recommend trying rugby.
Well, my son plays it, is why I ask you. And I pretty much understand it, except there's a one play when the ball is thrown in, and you, I don't know if it's you, but you have to grab the guy and lift him. It's almost a cheerleader move, right? What is that called?
Yes, sir. That's called a line out. And I'm not the person that lifts. I'm the person that throws in the ball.
Oh, good. Yeah, that seems safer and makes a little more sense. And Lauren Eckersley, Lauren, a senior at Akron, you go up against UCLA, right?
Heck yeah, 650.
What is pre-law philosophy? I'm interested in this. This is fun. That's your minor.
Pre-law philosophy?
Yeah.
I started as a law major when I started college, and then I switched to music because, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I missed some of my law classes, and that was the minor I could get without taking too many extra credits. So.
Nice. And you play the mini tuba, I'm saying? Not during these law classes, probably separately, right?
Yeah, separately. That's the major that we do.
Okay.
I feel like I have so much in common with all of these students.
Really?
I bet on South Dakota State today, and in that 2013 run, Michigan beat South Dakota State, and Nate Walters, who was called the White Trey Burke. Uh-huh. I also graduated with, like, the path of least resistance. Like, I was supposed to major something sophomore year, and they were like, it's going to take you a while if you go that route. And so it took me 5 years. So that's how long it took me. And right over there, I don't want to get up right now, but I also have a gold durag hanging from the corner of my bedpost. And I don't know shit about Longwood, not a good goddamn thing about them, but I got them streaking. Until my boy came out here with the gold, I didn't feel good about it. Now I feel great about it.
I like them too. Virginia, right? Longwood's in Virginia?
Yes, sir. Farmville, Virginia. At school, they call me durag. I got one every color.
See? They call you durag? How many colors really do you have a durag?
Just about one of every color. I got one to go with every outfit I put on any day.
Wow. I like that Tyshawn's all set. Like, he can dry his tears if he has to, if they lose. He could even strangle himself if things don't go with that big scarf thing you have on. Yeah. By the way, Lauren Eckersley, this is going to revenge a dish best served cold after what Kirk Gibson and the L.A. Dodgers did to a Midwest team and to your family specifically, your grandfather, Dennis Eckersley. Now, finally, you can make things right by knocking off the Bruins, right?
Is she that probably gets buzz? That a lot. Are you
family
related
text,
to-
the text chain is going on right now. Like, this is the time to make it right for Pappy Eck, you know? Is that what you guys are talking about?
Oh, absolutely cool. We are.
But there's no relation, is there? Or maybe there is. Oh.
Not that I know of, but maybe.
Just say there is. It's a cool talking point. Just tell everybody that's your grandpappy.
Yeah, absolutely. Cousin Eckersley. Like.
Dennis Eckersley had the greatest do-rags of all time, right? I mean, he had one for every game in the World Series, I think. By the way, Charlie, I'm watching him in a car here. Since he's been on for like 11 minutes, he spent $709 in gas. It's very sad. You really have to be committed these days to drive up to anywhere, 10 hours, right, Charlie? How are you guys working the gas situation?
Yes, sir. Split it five ways. Not that bad.
Okay. Well, you're not home yet. Who knows? Who knows?
So it's noonish where you are, Bug, right now. So you hit the road. You hit the road at 2:30 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah. So we left yesterday at 4:30. Slept at my buddy's house in Rochester, and then woke up at 9. Got some beers going, and hopped in the car with his mother, and she's taking us all the way home.
Oh, shout out to Mom.
I love this. This is a road trip. I mean, the mom part of it's a little weird, but yeah, this is the way you should behave when you're matriculating.
Is anyone else celebrating St. Patrick's Day like Charlie, or not similar to Charlie? Is anyone going to have a drink? No, Kaylee, no, Lauren.
I'm a little bit too underage for that.
There you go. All right. Oh, I understand. All right, that makes sense.
I have a quick quiz for Kaylee. I don't have the answer to it myself. What is the difference? What's the single biggest difference between North Dakota and South Dakota?
Location.
Oh, man. Location's way better. And we have a better football team and basketball team. So
that's good enough. That's good. Is it better? It's probably like a half a degree warmer, right? Just being in the South.
Probably. I don't know. I've only been there for a semester. So right.
I do want to ask you guys a scale of 1 to 10. How confident are you that your team will advance? Kaylee, let's start with you. South Dakota State.
An 8 out of 10.
An 8?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That's fun. All right. Tyshawn, what do you say?
Well, 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Let's go.
We're going boys and girls.
Hanging himself
all the way.
Soon.
Lauren, what do you say?
15. Let's go Zips. Come on.
15?
Yeah, 15 out of 10.
Oh, that wasn't even on the scale. Wow. All right, Charlie, you have to beat 15 out of 10.
Well, then I'll go 15 and a half out of 10.
Wow, 15 and a half out of 10. I mean, that's as high as I think it goes.
I think this would be. I'm going 20 out of 10. I got faith in it.
Oh, wow. This has really become some auction all of a sudden. Well,
don't get into a bidding war with Charlie. He's drunk.
He's drunk, drunk with power. Well, thank you guys for coming on. So $100, no matter what. But let's try to get that $250. Let's get it. Let's advance. Even though I think I have money on against each and every one of your schools today, but I want you guys to all win, advance $250, and then $10,000. Charlie, $10,000. What do you do with it, real quick? If they win the whole thing,
Big golf trip. Hopefully, get into Augusta National.
Nice. All right, Lauren, $10,000.
Off student loans.
Student loans? Really? Akron still makes you pay to get in, huh? That sucks.
No, we're working on it.
Tyshawn, what do you like? What are you going to do with that money?
I'm paying back student loans and tuition.
All right. See, very, very responsible. What about you, Kaylee?
The same thing, student loans and traveling.
All right. All right. So
somebody got it right. You should have bet the Brooklyn Nets to win the title, that or something like that. That should be the correct answer, right?
I don't know. If she's not old enough to bet, she might not be old enough to drink to bet the same thing. I think. I don't know.
All right, I was going to say, you guys should have said a trip to Vegas because you might have got a free one out of Sal and no matter what happens in the tournament.
That's true. That's true. Or you could go on, you know, at least in the next year, Martin will be going to Dubai. So maybe you could join. That's a long drive, though.
That's a long drive.
All right. So for Charlie, we're rooting for Richmond. For Kaylee, we're rooting for South Dakota State. For Tyshawn, we're rooting for Longwood and for Lauren.
And that do-rag.
Yes, and Lauren has Akron. Well, thank you guys for coming on. This is very exciting, and let's make this last a few days, right?
Absolutely.
This is March, baby.
Yeah. Let's go Wood.
There you go. Thanks again, guys.
The ball is tipped.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And it's one shining moment.
There you go. All right, this is fun, Shaq. Now there's
I love it. This is the bat. When you're in school or just out, these games, these tournament games are so memorable. You really will. Bug, I'm glad for Bug and his pals doing it together.
Bug
be
won't
a
leave. Look at it. The other three are like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Beatty, you drunk. Yeah. Man, go
I'm not
go.
Leaving. I'm not freaking leaving.
I don't want to hear from you anymore, you spider bum. Get lost already.
I guess he doesn't have to leave.
Thanks, guys.
Get some spider spray. Get rid of him already. It's enough.
Thanks.
I love it. This is the way to live, though. That's what you do when you're in. You should take road trips and live it up and go see your team and hang on the edge of your seat. This is what the tournament.
By the way,
March.
The Richmond, the spiders, is there another bug named school that we know of? There's no cockroaches.
Sure. Well, you got the Yellow Jackets.
Oh,
but
yeah,
there aren't the wasps.
I don't
long
know why.
Said
I don't know why a bird. Well, I think of a bee more of as a bird than a bug.
I think what's interesting is that there are some animals, actual creatures on the planet Earth, that are too loathsome for any team to name themselves after. Like Yellow Jackets, kind of cool. Spider is right on the edge. Tapeworm, too far. You could you couldn't do that. Weasel. No, nobody would want that. Cheetah, super fast, sounds too much like cheater. So you can't, so there are certain creatures off limits.
Yeah.
Too vile.
I've just always been curious what a zip is outside of, I've only ever heard that used in zipper or in drug culture, like as an ounce of something. And so I've always just been like an Akron zip.
No, I know this, and now I forgot it, but it has something to do with tires and rubber, right?
That sounds logical. Seeing as Akron in Ohio, we're big into manufacturing.
Zip, you know, Akron, I don't know. Maybe someone could get an answer on that. But some reason, I have those buzzwords in my head.
I like it better to think about how I just think like the guy who founded Akron just got a pack early and just flipped it a bunch of times over like Franklin Saint. And that way he just became like the big drug dealer. Like Oral Roberts, we kind of flipped up the whole church thing and turned it into a university. And then, boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, Max Asmus is 5'7", making a big tournament run and just cashing me out plus 375, plus 500, something like that. And everybody's like, who the hell is Oral Roberts? Then you realize, oh, interesting backstory. To me, the University of Akron should have an interesting, like, Free Ray Rick Ross type backstory, but it's not.
Well, they will, maybe they will now. This will put them on the map, and Lauren Eckersley, we're playing for her.
She didn't have her pappy's mustache. That's the only thing that made me doubt whether or not they're related.
Well,
but
maybe the Zoom, transfer was kind of weird.
Right, could be. I was curious, what are your, very quickly, my memories are, on -3, we did a cram session to get all our bets figured out for the tourney. And Hench mentioned that in 96, Kentucky winning the title ended up allowing him to pay his rent in L.A. He had just moved. Otherwise, he would have had to leave L.A. Sliding doors. He would have shipped out of Los Angeles.
Wow.
I'd never heard that story before.
Wow, I hadn't either. Interesting.
What are your favorite? And we talked about our pal Randy, who listeners of Against All Odds have come to know now, who had the other way to go. Tamrick Vanover returning a kickoff in overtime. Made him lose a ton of money, and then he joined the Navy to get away from them like something out of a movie. But anyway, your bet. My favorite tourney memories are Mo Damashek taking me out of school so I could watch Pitt play Louisiana Tech. That was very nice.
I heard that story. That is nice. That's I wonder. I think she'd get in trouble for that now if it came out.
I think so. And then also your cousin Jimmy Kimmel surreptitiously recording me watching Pitt play Oklahoma State.
Oh, did he? Showed, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he showed it on the show that night. You guys set up a camera. Right. You're like, Dave, you're allowed to watch the game. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this is an important game to you. And so you let me watch it. And there was a recorder set up while I watched it the whole time.
I mean, I have so many. I mean, you know, so I had Duke minus nine over Kentucky when Leitner hit the shot. And so I didn't give a shit so much because they only barely won. I had the Weber timeout game. I was on the right side of that. I remember making a comeback and not having to owe the local bookie a lot of money because of that. Thank you, Chris Weber. But my biggest memory was probably the 99. It wasn't even in the tournament. It was a conference tournament, the Sun Belt Conference, and ESPN aired it. And I had South Alabama. Harry convinced me South Alabama minus seven over Old Dominion. They're up eight in the finals. It's about 91. This is it. If I don't have, I have no tournament money. If this loses and Old Dominion hits a three at the buzzer to cut it to five, a meaningless three, and I had to get a job at the dining hall. Didn't have to leave town, but even worse, I had to go work at the dining hall where everybody just makes fun of you, right? Demands extra.
There's something. I guess it's the volume of games, but sitting somewhere where there are multiple screens. You know, I used to leave work in Chicago. And make no bones about it. Like, Dave, what's like the tournament? Come on. Well, I'm going to take a few hours here and watch it. I would go to a bar in the Loop in Chicago and watch games with whoever would come along with me and have a beer or five, if you please, along with it. And yeah, that's the bet. It's the volume of games and the bets that you have spread around. There's always going to be one where it's like, it's a 13-point lead. And the guys at the free throw line and the room is roaring on either side of it. Like, man, they get me. There's nothing like this first days, I guess.
Hunter Dickerson just hit somebody courtside in the face with the ball. Like, it's a fan. I love this team. 10 minutes into the game, 11 points to Colorado State. I love this team.
That's what I'm seeing, right? All right, Dickerson's got six. Yeah, I don't know what you – yeah, try to make it back here.
But to Dan Mishek's point just a second ago, this day, Thursday of the first weekend of the tournament was the day that at the time I can't have a real job because I wasn't going to be able to make those distinctions.
Yeah,
I realized,
basically don't. Yeah.
I think I told the I'm aware.
I don't either. Yeah.
I hope that nobody else finds out, especially the people who pay me. But it was this day. It was this day when I realized, you know, my grades are not good enough for the attention that I'm not paying in class and I am paying to this. I'm going to have to either make this my job or stop doing it. And like my favorite tournament moment was being a radio station intern the next year after I realized this in my what should have been my senior year of college. Mm-hmm. It was my fifth year of college, and I was an intern at 97 won the ticket in Detroit, and I had $25 to my name because, interestingly enough, the contract that I initially signed with Extra Points for a week was what I made a month at the old radio station I used to work at. So that just goes to show you how much money I was making.
We're paying you too much, I know.
But I had no money, and I won the bracket as an intern at the radio station. It was the first time I ever got on there. I correctly got the Final Four and championship game of UConn and Kentucky, with UConn winning.
Oh, yeah. What year was that?
It was Kevin Ollie.
Kevin
Ollie. It was Kevin Ollie, and I want to say that Kentucky team was Anthony Davis, and that Kentucky team was a juggernaut. And I nailed it. I nailed everything. It was the first time I'd ever been on the radio or anything like that because I was the guy, the intern won the March Madness bracket.
I mean, we get it. You really won in this contest. We'll give you $250 if Michigan advances, Mark.
I'm just saying, I was one of those kids. I was Charlie Buck. I am Tyshawn.
It is the greatest. By the way, you talk about jobs. And so I'm on Fox Bet Live today at 2 p.m. Pacific. And I'm like, why are we having a show? Who the hell is watching us? You definitely have a bracket with four games going on exactly when we're on. So I don't even have to wear pants today. What the hell does it matter? But we filled out brackets. By the way, well, it's too late to join, but extrapoints.com/arcade is where the bracket's up. We have, I think, close to 1,000 entries, and the winner gets $1,000, and the Extra Points talent is competing across all the podcasts, and whoever comes in last place has to choose from the cap of consequences. Now, Martin can speak from experience. It's not a pleasant It's not a pleasant deal, right?
It's not a pleasant deal. And speaking of extra points talent and choosing from the cap of consequences, TJ freaking Houshmandzadeh just texted me 10 seconds ago, literally, he said, it's already closed. In reference to the bracket that he asked me if I wanted, he is like, yo, I'm going to run in a bracket. You want to join it? Texted back yesterday at 9 p.m. Sure. Text me the link. He texted me back 12 hours later, 12 hours and 10 seconds later, and said, yeah, it's already closed. So thanks, TJ.
TJ did it to you. Keep screwing you, that guy. But we are going to pick. So whoever comes in last chooses from the cap of consequences. We, of course, let's go over our finals and our final four and our winners. I have Iowa, Gonzaga, UCLA, and Villanova. I have Villanova cutting down the nets. I like Jay Wright. I mean, I go experience. I go good guards, and I go great coach. And I think Jay Wright's a top five or six coach in this tournament. I think you have Moore and Gillespie are top guards, and they play defense. They allowed 65 points a game, which is different from a lot of these teams. A lot of the perennials, the Kansases, the Arizonas, the Dukes, not playing a whole lot of defense this year, and I think it catches up to them, not Nova. Boy, 20-1? How are they 20-1 when another two-seed Kentucky is plus 800? Give me Nova to win it all. Sheck, what do you got?
I've got UK cutting down the nets when it's all said and done, and I'm going to say it again. I don't know why the NBA doesn't cut down the nets. It's a cool tradition. One of the cooler celebratory things in sports is cutting down the nets. Why is the NBA? Why are the NBA players too good for that, especially since a lot of them didn't get to do it in college? Anyhow, they will beat the Zags, but I'll tell you what, I'm minus three, like I mentioned. Hench really did talk me out of the Zags, but as a title contender. They may even get to the Final Four, but they ain't going to get over the hump. Arizona over Kansas in the other semifinal. If you want to bet, at last I looked at it, if you want to bet that exact final, UK against Arizona or a whole lot of others, it's a fun thing to look at FanDuel.com. I saw it at plus 2,300, Kentucky v. Arizona in the final.
Yeah, they have exact matchups. That's a fun one. For sure, you could do that. All right. And Martin, as I look, what's the score? 20-13 now, Colorado State. All right. Hopefully you didn't have Michigan go in the Final Four. Well, hopefully you did.
And how about this? Michigan, they went on a 2-for-14 stretch, Colorado State did, and extended the lead by one.
So we're
in good shape. We're in a good shape here. But my Final Four, and I have to apologize to our graphics team. I'm sorry, Mohan, happy birthday. But I pulled a Damashek here, guys.
You're changing it?
Well, you know, I do reserve the right to change my pick up until kickoff or tip-off or whatever it is.
I stand by that.
I know, but it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So excuse me as I go try to brush my teeth. But I initially said I had Arizona, Kansas, Gonzaga, UCLA. And then I wanted to change UCLA to Kentucky. So I...
All right.
That's my final five.
Thing, like, if you come in last place, what are we going to go? We have to go by your bracket, right?
I think you go by the bracket because that is
the
thing
I did the least. You got to settle this now.
Yes.
Settle this now, one way or the other. There's no wiggle room. If you're at the bottom of the barrel once again, which you are likely to be.
You know what? Damn it. Because just because I want to go with my initial because I didn't know you had Kentucky cutting down the nets. I want to go against you.
I think it's unlikely I'm going to lose. Thank goodness Harry made some ridiculous picks. So I think we're all pretty safe here.
Exactly. He's got like LSU winning it all or something.
Yeah, it's
so
dumb. Settle it now. What are your official picks
now? They're going to rally behind Will Wade.
He's got to go. right. Well, that was his thing. Yeah, that was exactly his thing. We're going by the bracket, Martin. But this is fine. We'll put a nice graphic up. But you can confuse people however you want to do it.
We'll go by the bracket. And I had Arizona wing it all. My dad has told me since January that Arizona's wing it all. So I can't not put that in there. Because if they do, for the rest of my life, I'll be hearing, what about that Arizona pick that I got right over you? So
yeah. All right. Hey, Kaylee Brown, South Dakota State team. Sticking with Providence. 5-3. 5-3 early. Oh, what
that was the one,
is.
Right? That's the most popular Cinderella pick out there this season.
Yeah,
this year,
I think
right?
So. Yeah. Well, they were on such a streak, South Dakota State. All right. What a day. By the way, when did you guys stop celebrating St. Patrick's Day? I wanted to ask. Was it right after college or 26, 25?
I used to I mean, in Chicago, that's the best place. I guess I've never been in New York City, so I'm shooting my mouth off. But for St. Patrick's Day, but Chicago is hard to beat.
What about Boston? Wouldn't Boston be the hardest?
I guess that's true. They actually have a mascot on one of their teams. Yeah, right. I heard about that. Anyway, from my experience, the best place I've ever been for it is Chicago. They dye that river Riddler green or like Joker green. I don't know what. Give me your best supervillain. It's bright. It's surreal how green it gets. But then you turn yourself green by drinking all the green beer all day. Mm. I've had some of the greatest times of my life on St. Patrick's Day. One time, me and my pals jumped in a car. I don't know why. It was like late on St. Patrick's Day, and we had a sober driver, of course. But for some reason, I got it in my head. You know what would be fun? Let's go to Indiana to celebrate at like midnight. And we drove to Indiana, to Muncie, Indiana, and went into a bar and had drinks with the locals there. That's just devil may care attitude on St. Patrick's Day. I stopped celebrating it, to answer your question, when I think the first kid came along.
Oh, like there you things. Go.
I didn't go to Dubai. I haven't been to Dubai since the first kid.
Well, Martin says he's down too. He hasn't really done it right.
Oh yeah, no. Well, the Scott Holmes has texted me a picture of the graphic. It says Kentucky. It has Kentucky up there. So both my bracket and the graphic should be correct. So thank you, Scott Holmes, because I feel like such a dick at the stroke of midnight, essentially. Hey guys, yes. I want to.
When Scott Holmes vouches for your credibility, you know.
Sal, you've never really celebrated. You're not in the right I'm not spirit. A you don't enjoy spirits. So how can I mean, it's a whole drinking day.
I like the festivity of it, though. I like that everything's green. I make up for it in Shamrock Shakes, as you could tell.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my kids. Go ahead. My little ones this morning, the new my wife, I don't know when this started. I don't think it's just our house that does this. But the last couple of years now, they get a visit from the leprechaun.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? How long has that been a thing? I mean, literally the 15-year-old that this started after her birth. Because there was none of this. But now little kids like that. My wife put green dye in the toilet, like, oh, he peed in the toilet and put some, fairy dust around the edges of the seat, like kind of gross, and then left candy, and they left him notes last night. Right. Dear leprechaun, here's some candy for you. Like, why? When did this
even begin? The trapping thing is become a big thing. We got to trap a leprechaun. Like, I'm like, this is going to go away soon. I don't think people are going to be okay with this, trapping little people and whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure.
I actually did a little St. Patrick's Day the last, what is it, 2019, because somebody, the girl I was dating at the time had never had a green beer. So I was like, all right, let's go find you a green beer and then get the hell out of here. I think my fifth year in college, I didn't even go out for St. Patrick's Day. I had done the first four, right? And two, I had just joined my fraternity March 12th of my freshman year. So after like St. Patrick's Day, March, that was always like a big.
Oh, interesting. Right. That's right. I remember that with the pledges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti,
sure,
you
sure
say you're right you claim you'll never stop celebrating, right?
Never stop celebrating. I mean, I'm Murphy. This is an amazing. Yeah. It's 75 degrees and sunny out in LA today. I live next door to a place called Brennan's, a very popular Irish bar. So I am looking forward to celebrating my heritage today.
That's where I went 2019. I went to Brennan's. But I also would just say like spaghetti. Well, you've got the right idea. Me opting out, I have a better idea. You two sound like the reason why Tom Brady went back and played football. Because, I mean, you guys got to put in green dye in toilets and all. Like, I mean, that sounds terrible.
Maybe Tom anticipated all the leprechaun celebration. You're right. And said,
that sounds horrible. It's because it's just Thursday. Like, if you're not going to go out and just get used to get the day to get drunk, like, I just figured you just punt it, right? Like, you just ignore it.
Oh, I'm drunk. Don't worry about that. I'm already drunk. That's not an issue. Sal, you've stumbled into something. Let's kick it down the road to when we have more real estate. But most problematic holiday mascot. I hadn't really thought about that. We're entrapping a little person. That's the goal of this. The rabbit for celebrating, the egg-laying rabbit to celebrate Jesus is weird at minimum. Seems inappropriate.
Cupid's got some work to do. The baby shooting you with an arrow.
Nude baby. A nude baby is dictating love? That doesn't seem right.
Committing an assault and doing so. Yeah, shooting you with an arrow.
You're off the hook, Santa.
What about the 4th of July? When you see Uncle Sam, does that mean America to you? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Yeah, really? What's with the red, white, and blue hat?
Don't talk about Mount Pius.
I mean, we learned that Spaghetti's real last name is Murphy. I just always assumed it was Spaghetti. And now you're telling us this is Murphy.
You thought he was Italiano this whole time.
Yeah. No, well, Spaghetti, I know. I feel bad because I'm going to need 3 breakout videos from you. And then you could celebrate. But I want to make sure they're really, really good and tight.
Wait till you find out Spaghetti.
I'll do them. The quality may just be a little messy. Okay. That's the only thing.
Everything's going to be fuzzy. Good times. Babyface, what are you saying about the cities, the celebrate, the best cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
That was an interesting point by Dave. I looked it up. Philadelphia ranks as the best city, followed by Boston and Pittsburgh.
Really? With Pittsburgh.
I've heard Pittsburgh's good. Done it there. I've never overlapped.
Oh, please. Don't even, why are you saying that?
Sidney Crosby. It's because they have Sidney Crosby.
I was going to say, who ranked that? Pennsylvania local?
Yeah, exactly. Seems a little weighted there. All right. Listen, drinking, whatever you want to do, you got to bet on FanDuel. This is a day for betting basketball. Get the drinking out of the way. Whatever you want to do, drink responsibly. Bet responsibly. This is as responsible as it gets. Bet $5, you get $150 back. You start your bracket with a bang right now. FanDuel Sportsbook's giving new customers $150. Instant bonus guarantee. It's right. You get $150 in bonus site credit. And all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. How you bet the bracket is up to you. Choose from the money line totals, prop bets, so much more. You can go, like Martin changes his final four like every 3 minutes, but go with his picks if you want. Take a chance. Plus, with cash out, the ball's in your court, so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Join FanDuel today with promo code Extra Points. Then you can place your $5 bet to score $150 in bonus site credit. Guaranteed. Promo code Extra Points on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Let's give everyone we used to be good at this. The pup of the day, which was an upset pick. I'll start us off. New Mexico State plus 220 over UConn. A little overvalued. I know people like R.J. Cole and Adama Sanago is very good. Talked to Jay Billis about him. But last time the Aggies were in a tournament, 2019, that's when Martin celebrated his last St. Patrick's Day. So he may not remember. As a 12 seed, they lost to Auburn by just one. Johnny McCants, Clayton Henry, they played on that team. They're on this team. UConn not as dominant as your dad's UConn. The last time they were past the first round was 2016. I think this is a good spot for New Mexico State. I'll say plus 220. Martin, what's your upset?
My upset right now is if Michigan scores another point. They had 11 points with 11 minutes. Now there's 5.5 minutes left and they have 13. So this is going amazing. I'm glad this is the first game of the tournament. Just get this shit out the way. What an abomination of a season. And you know what, Sal? It's all your fault. It's all you guys' fault because I'm supposed to be a Michigan football fan. Michigan basketball is supposed to be secondary. But I'm in college, and football team sucks, and this 30 for 30 comes out, the Fab Five put on by Bill Simmons, and all you freaking jerks. And all of
that's
a sudden,
my fault. What do I care about?
I fall in love with
basketball
Michigan box. Basketball, and then have the nerve to go to the Final Four in the Elite Eight in the time that I'm in school, just barely, and then right after I'm out of school, continue to be good, and now I'm just mired in mediocrity again in both of my programs. Anyway, my pup of the week is Vermont.
Vermont, okay. Vermont, so this is a popular pick over Arkansas.
Super underdog, too, if Hunter Dickinson ever dribbles with his right hand.
But this is a great thing now. Now you have a new team. At 6:20 p.m., you'll have Vermont. Isn't that nice?
It'll be amazing. I can't wait. Somebody put this team in the ground, 6 feet under, 15, to Colorado State. Who even knows what Colorado State? Larry Eustace, that's it. That's all they got.
It's the year of the Ram, 2022. Oh, L.A. Right. Showed it. Now Colorado State's right on their heels. I don't know if there are any other Rams in major sports to look out for.
VCU.
My, My VCU, final right. four yeah. long shot. I know a lot of people are in on LA's team that made a run last year with UCLA. USC, though, plus 2,500 to get to the Final Four. They have all the factors, Sal, that you listed off about coach yep. who knows what he's doing in the tournament, vet guard play, big dude who's hard to handle down low. I like them. Speaking of that, I like Kofi Coburn. This one seems too easy. Plus 142 to get to the Sweet 16. I like that a lot. But for tonight, Indiana Hoosiers, easy peasy. Sorry, Harry. Laying 2.5. I mean, getting 2.5 from
you'll
from
take
St.
the
Mary.
Money line. I'm there. Yeah, the yeah, yeah, yeah. Harry and some others love St. Mary's. I think the only team they can't beat, well, it's not the case, is Gonzaga. But they have 7 losses. And Indiana
playing well.
Roll. Nice little roll there. Yep. That was a fun win the other night. So there you go. And the play-in game. Play-in games are pretty good on for the most part. By the way, though, I heard a little too much about. So Notre Dame wins in 2 overtimes. They beat Rutgers. And it was at the strike of midnight. It was like 12:03 Eastern time when they did it. So people are – it's so funny how you see the progression from, hey, we did it. It's because it's officially St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, St. Patrick's Day to – it happened because it's St. Patrick's Day. It's like, all right, hold on a second. Why do we have to take that leap? Spaghetti, are you one of these people that thought you won only because it was St. Patrick's Day?
No, not in the least. Okay, I mean, yeah, that's ridiculous to even equate the two.
Okay, thank you. All right, see?
But we
ridiculous, Sal.
Even in his drunken state, he could figure out that was
we agree, though, that all Notre Dame athletes are highly booable, though, right? Well, that's as long as we can settle on
they're
that.
All Sidney Crosbys, I think, yeah. When it comes down to it, you have faith in that Notre Dame team, Spaghetti? That's fun.
I did not pick them to win. I'm not as big of a Notre Dame basketball fan as I am football, but No, I don't have them really advancing that far. I don't think their next matchup is what versus Alabama. I think it's gonna be a tough matchup.
It'll be tough. The one thing they'll say, like, Rutgers can guard the three. That's why they were going to be tough against Notre Dame. That was all the reasoning. Notre Dame makes their way behind the arc, and I think like 11 out of their last 12 baskets, it seemed at least, was right putbacks by the hoop, Notre Dame. So they really fought for that win.
Sal, I don't obviously have any numbers that would support this, but you kind of laid them out, and I don't remember if it was in your conversation with Tate Frazier or with Jay Billis. And by the way, if you're looking for some tips from guys who know, listen to those Against All Odds episodes. But you pointed out, I think it kind of worked out well for Indiana specifically that they didn't go all the way in the Big Ten tournament, because at some point there's physical attrition related to playing that many games. And same thing, double overtime, that ain't great for you. You laid out like the teams that are playing more games end up that catches up with you, right?
That was your betting
in the conference tournaments, and that worked out. You said 8 out of 9 times.
No. No, it was just the opposite. I'm glad I got on it early. The team that played in overtime the day before and won, obviously, to play the next day was 8-1 against the spread.
Oh,
the
I thought them, that was the exact opposite point.
No, it was crazy. Yeah. So you might want to take some of these play. And not that, that one went to overtime last night. So I don't, but there's a day between. So it's not exactly the same thing. Hey, someone at FanDuel or someone placed a bet on. In New Jersey on FanDuel, 17-1 odds, $300,000 on Duke Martin to win the whole thing. Nets $5.1 million.
I think if I had to set the over under on Duke games playing this tournament at 3.5, I would take the under. I think this I take the under. This feels like a tournament in which Duke loses in the second weekend.
Right.
I mean, I think like the whole Krzyzewski retirement tour is going so well as already. I feel like I don't know if he lost his team when he was like, sorry about what happened tonight, and Cameron Indoor in front of all those other former players or something like that. But I feel like everybody at Duke seems like they're ready to go home.
I think it would be great to early exit, but shit, Gonzaga Duke Elite Eight matchup would be as good as it gets, right?
Agreed.
For us next weekend.
Well, the blue bloods in the one region. I mean, there are potential UCLA, UNC, and UK matchups. That's super fun too. That's to people who have watched for many moons as I have. Those matchups would be fun and juicy.
Yes, for sure. All right, let's get out of here. Let's watch some of these games. Michigan down 10. Providence struggling with South Dakota State. Now's the time to maybe my buzzer beater. I only have to check in with the. like 40 seconds left, but I watch, I try to watch it
what
all.
What a jerk, Ben. I can't believe what a creep you are. I'm never going to Vegas with you again. I never thought you were a don't pass guy.
Will you go to Dubai with me? You'll go to Dubai, though. Yeah.
Well, for your birthday?
Hey. Yeah.
What goes on with these birthdays? That's another thing we have to settle to. This new generation, a friend of Eddie Spaghetti's and mine, had a 30th birthday party, and like it was a whole weekend. And they had, it was like a wedding thing with like a rundown of activities and everything. Like, what the hell happened here? You turned a year. This is what goes on. Dubai trips.
Shaq, it's a tough few years. You got to kind of celebrate everything, right, Martin?
I mean,
who knows?
All it is, this is just an excuse to get out of the house and do something fun, yeah. Dave. I don't see what the big problem is.
I love it. No, I hail it. I guess there's some jealousy in my voice.
I was about to say, except you just think that maybe nobody's going to come. It's all right. I promise you, Dave, if you go and you host an all expenses paid trip to Vegas, I will be the first one there.
Yeah. Wait, this guy paid for you to go to Dubai?
Well, no, of course he did.
No, he didn't. I paid for me to go to Dubai. I said, you hosted all expense trips paid to Vegas, like Sal did. All
Mark, he paid for the room. You didn't pay for the room, did you?
Yeah, I paid for the room.
You did? Oh, this is all of a sudden not such a great deal.
Well, I spent a lot of money in 2020, so I had a ton of points on my card.
Oh, I see.
I didn't just drop $4,000 in a week.
I don't know how you expect Dave to pay for a trip. He won't even give you the $50.
Well, he doesn't even give me his Venmo. He'd rather have the ongoing bit of Dave won't pay it out. He won't give me the information to give him the loot that he wants.
You even jump all over me, damn it. I was about to say, Dave did ask me for my Venmo before I left, but I don't have a Venmo. It's a very underlying current. It's very popular on the internet. But black people use Cash App and white people use Venmo. And it's a natural segregation.
Is that true? Cash App?
Check it out. I promise you, Cash App. The Cash App. But I have Zelle, Dave. And next time I see you in person, I'll bring some change.
It's unbelievable.
But I'm telling you, it's a thing and it exists. And if you just, trust me. Why? I don't know why, but I think it's the social media aspect of Venmo. I don't want Sal necessarily to know why Dave Damashek is sending me money unless we're doing it on a podcast.
You don't have to do public. Yeah, I agree. That part sucks. Also, Sheck, you could just bring him cash. We see each other enough. Just give him
Mohan's bill was $850 for his birthday dinner.
Mohan works in our social media department. Is this true, Scott Holmes? His dinner bill was $850?
Yeah, I got invoiced, I guess, via screenshot that I needed to send some money to Venmo.
Was it on Cash App or what happened?
Venmo. $850.
How many of you are there?
Seven, I guess. That's not terrible.
All right. I mean, he's what, 31 years old? I don't know.
But where'd you have this meal?
Casa somebody
there were mariachis.
Sounds Casa like Bonita. Casa Bonita.
There was mariachi band, though. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Casa Bonita. Casa Dubai. That's what it was. All right. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday to Mohan. Happy birthday to Martin's friend. And let's keep the celebrations going. Happy Valentine's. Was this Valentine's Day? We're talking St. Patrick's Day. I got Colorado State up 7 over Michigan, 36-29. And Providence is taking the lead on South Dakota State. Hey, if you have something to say, if you want to complain about a bad beat or a bed ache or complain about Martin changing his brackets or Harry giving you bad picks, it's the March Sadness Hotline. We spliced them all together last year. It was fun. Leave a message, 424-225-2726. I'll tweet it later, 424-225-2726, the March Sadness Hotline. Check, it's you. And it's Kevin Hench on -3. More college basketball picks, right?
Oh, I loved it. It was a lot of fun to talk about. We did our last minute bets, me, Hench, and Spaghetti, and then we dipped into about a half an hour in the most booable athletes and sports figures that there are. Eddie Spaghetti continues this asinine quest to get people to boo Sidney Crosby, the face of the game. I identified the people who you actually should be booing. It's really an homage to Coach K. His enduring legacy is creating the most booable team in college basketball history. So it was a good time to do it, and we all jumped in on that. And sorry, Marty Weiss, Ramil Robinson ain't walking through that door to save you, I don't think, today. That's a name Marty doesn't even know. He wasn't even alive.
What do you mean?
The best
thing
with the,
there's only a few Michigan basketball names: Cassie Russell, Ramil Robinson.
You
got to
kind of know him.
That is, yeah. That is, you know what? Well, you can debate clutch and whether or not it exists. That is one of the all-time clutch things. This college kid, hey, if you make the first free throw, you'll tie the game. If you make the second one, your team wins the national championship, and he made them both. What a thing that was. By the other thing, very quickly, is about the minus three. Eddie Spaghetti said something that really bummed me out. He's talking about, like, well, when I was growing up, I hated USC, so of course I would boo Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush. I'm like, when you were growing up, I felt so old. It was terrible.
I was at the Kimmel show screaming at the TV alone because I had USC money line.
Growing up watching Texas. Matt Leinart.
Yeah, craziness. Martin, you and Mark Gunnels now doing this podcast, Lemon Pepper Parlay. Mark is coming to talk about fighting. I love all the infighting with spaghetti and meatballs and hench. And now Mark and the debut episode, you go at each other over Kyrie.
We did. And then it was beautiful. And just know this, I know I'm moving on, but Dubai is not for it's hot as hell, and it's not for the faint of heart or wallet. So Lemon Pepper Parlay is coming with some winners because I need to make some money back. Okay, you want to talk about Mohan's bill was $850 at the table? I don't know what it would have been in dirham, but I don't know, I paid a whole lot of dirham in the last 5 days. So, and it was like Kyrie, I said Kyrie was making a statement in that video, and then sure enough, as soon as the podcast dropped, I don't know, Kyrie maybe heard it in between, you know, his saging of wherever he was at, and went off and dropped 60 the next night. But Mark is Mark knows what he's talking about when it comes to the NBA. So I'm looking forward to getting into it and
Mark
going
is good.
Lemon Pepper Parlay basketball.
We are going to have him on next week here, and you know, we're going to try to get him to badmouth Martin. And yeah, it's going to be fun. So there you go. That is another episode of Extra Points. And I want to remind everyone out there, you may feel like underdogs, but please remember, you're all my favorites.
You're going to shock the world.
What happens in Dubai stays in Dubai.